Used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his MBA, produced his first film at age 24. That's when he really started.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Arnie Salen, my son, for that really fun rap song, which he did for me for this Father's Day. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. It is time for Therapy Talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who's a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children, teens, and parents empower themselves in positive ways. She is blogging and can be found at theparentingplayground.com. And I absolutely adore having her on my show. Thank you and welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we have a pretty heated topic today. I would like to just open it up to your initial thoughts on, you know, the state of being single and married, and when and how and if we should be introducing our kids to those that we date, and how soon, and any other thoughts you have on this topic.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a hot topic. I think the decision about how long you should wait if you are divorced or just not in a relationship anymore with the other parent of your child is a really big decision. And I think some parents weigh on it very heavily, and I think some parents don't give it as much thought as I think it's warranted. You know, if you go online, there's a lot of popular advice that says 6 months is
right,
the benchmark.
Right.
I
no,
see
no,
that
six
all
months.
The time.
No. The six-month thing that I always heard is you wait 6 months after starting to see someone before you introduce them to your kids.
Exactly. That's the 6 months that I see a lot of on mommy sites, on therapy sites. I even heard Jenny McCarthy on The View talking about how that's her role, too. But I think that it's a very personal decision, and I think it really depends on how skilled you are at dating. You may not have any more information after 6 months as you did in the beginning if you're you know, that's not something that's a strong suit of yours, whereas for others, I think they can tell rather early on if the person is a healthy partner. So, you know, what you don't want to do is have this revolving door of people and partners coming in and out of your life.
Okay,
on that,
I think everybody would agree. But let's go back to the six-month thing, because this is where I think there's the arbitrariness of it is really stupid. And I actually use that word very intentionally. I think it's stupid. If I date someone and I see them once every 2 weeks, because our schedules are so complicated and busy that I only see them once every 2 weeks and I hardly talk or text or communicate with them in between, after 2 months, I've only seen them maybe 8 times. That's not a whole lot. But what
right.
if I've seen them 3 or 4 times a week? What if we live in the same neighborhood? What if we're having coffee together all the time? So the amount of, I might know somebody in 2 months if I see them frequently, incredibly better than someone I would know 8 months that I only see occasionally. So it really is about how well do you know that person?
I agree with you 100%.
Okay, so this notion of an arbitrary amount of time is foolish. Then you have those parents like myself. I have my kids 24/7, or I had them 24/7, excuse me, when I was divorced. So what that meant is if I dated and kept it a complete secret, so to speak, or really was quiet about it, I was leading a secret life. They didn't know where I was. They didn't know what I was doing. And I felt, and I made the choice, together with some therapy at the time, that I involved them in at least knowing that dad is dating. Okay, I'm going out
yep.
on a date. When I introduced somebody to them was based on I felt there was something of value going on. Not necessarily I was going to marry this woman, but we were exclusive. We, you know, both, in most cases, we both had kids. So it was about how well I knew them and if my kids were ready. My boys also did not have any illusion that mom and dad were going to get back together. So I felt in my case, it wasn't so destructive. In some families, especially, this may be sexist, the daughters just have this ultimate fantasy that mom and dad are going to get back together. So if you introduce somebody too soon and they're still dealing with that fantasy, they're going to either try to destroy it or just be angry. So it's a very complicated thing. And this arbitrariness of 6 months, I just think is nonsense.
I agree with you. I think sometimes people feel safer when they can create something sort of categorically or black and white and make sort of a concrete amount of time. But when you look at that, there's really nothing of value about the number 6 months. You can get to know someone really well in that amount of time, in less time. It can take longer to get to know somebody. There is nothing significant about 6 months other than it feels like we're setting an appropriate boundary. But unless you have a more detailed rubric, in other words, to be able to self-assess yourself, your relationship, yourself inside of that relationship, then you're not going to have any more information than you did before by saying, okay, it's been 6 months or it hasn't been 6 months. So my intention today is to help parents who are making this decision at least have some more detailed questions to ask themselves to give them more value.
Okay, so let's hear some of them.
So really looking at the relationship and asking yourself if the relationship is strong, do I see a future with this person? It's sort of the basic first question to ask yourself. Is this person a healthy individual to be around? Because you're going to be exposing them to your children. Is the communication between us healthy? You want to make sure that the relationship is at least strong enough and healthy enough so that if you're bringing your children into it, they see something positive, they see a positive model. For many people, after a divorce or a relationship that didn't end well, they either feel like they don't trust themselves or they don't trust potential partners fully, especially after a divorce. If that's the case for you, then a good question to ask yourself, similarly to what Pastor Drew said, is have I done the work to heal myself from my past relationships? If you have not done the work, and you know if you've done the work, right, because you got to get really in there into the nitty-gritty, if you have not done the work, you're still bitter or fearful from that past relationship, then you're potentially bringing in another unhealthy relationship or another unhealthy dynamic. And I think that's an important thing to look at before you introduce your children to that new person.
One of the people that commented very angrily on the column seemed to be commenting about nothing to do with the column. She was bringing, it seemed to me, her own issues, her own baggage. And I think that's what you're talking about. So the title of my column, the title of my column in particular just triggered anger. Okay, staying single is not good for your kids. Okay, I didn't say all the time, every time, everybody, no matter what. I just did that title, which is slightly provocative. But it was very clear in her elongated responses that there was just so much anger. And she projected it towards me. I didn't take it personally because it was so out of bounds. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about. If you're still carrying all that anger, you're certainly not ready to date. And I wouldn't encourage it. You've got to go get some help. Get a support group. Go to private therapy if you can find it. I was in a men's group for 10 years for a year or so prior to my divorce, and then up till about 3 years ago, I was in a men's support group, and it helped me through all the ups and downs of the divorce, of dating, of kid problems, teenagers, etc. I mean, it's constant work. I mean, even though I tell my kids I'm perfect, between you and me, I'm not perfect. So it is a constant work in progress.
Absolutely, and the fact that you did the work and you were in a men's support group, looking inside yourself, trying to do the healing and the personal work that you needed to do so that you could be the best Bruce possible, so that when a woman enters into your life, she's not entering into an angry, resentful space. She's entering into an open space. And you can usually tell when someone is still holding on to the anger and resentment from past relationships, and that doesn't set up the new relationship for success. Now, that's not a reason for that person to be ashamed either, because doing the work is really hard, and we all have something we need to work on about ourselves. We are all a work in progress, but at the same time, you don't want to deny yourself the pleasure of a relationship because you are afraid to trust yourself or to trust another person. We're wired for a connection, and it's so healthy for us to be connected to other people, and the pleasure and enjoyment of a relationship makes us more fulfilled as human beings. And I'm telling you, as a parent, the more fulfilled you are in your life, the more balance your life has, the healthier your children can be.
Hello. Okay.
And it's so important. It's enough to emphasize Absolutely. It's like the oxygen mask in the airplane. You know, they always use that metaphor. When the oxygen masks come down, the adult is supposed to put their mask on first before you put it on your child. And it's the same in life. You have to take care of your needs, all of them, because not all of your needs can be met through your children. You have to take care of your needs so that you're a healthier person to take care of others.
Very, very well said. And again, my observation, and I don't know if you're even going to want to take this, but I do think that men and women, or single moms and dads, approach this differently. I think women tend to get a little more compulsive about their parenting, a little more strict boundaries about their dating. And in men, I think in many cases, they actually may go the other way. They may be too lax in some of their parenting and too easy with the dating and the potential parading of partners. So obviously both are extremes. Do you have any thoughts on the extremes that I have just postulated?
You know, I wonder, and I don't like to stereotype, but if there's a pattern that you're seeing with women in your earlier dating experience, I wonder if it's because a woman associates being in a relationship with a partner as being responsible for someone else's needs. And when they're taking care of their kids as a single parent, they're taking care of their job or whatever else they're responsible for, I wonder if bringing in a partner just seems like another person or another set of needs to be responsible for, and that might be overwhelming. And so creating those boundaries is really about self-protection.
I think you're probably right, but the problem becomes that mindset, I think, can create a smothering of the children and putting way too much importance on your job as mom, or if a dad's doing it, dad, and again, negating your own needs, which is not good for your children. Like you said,
Women have been socialized put their own needs last, that's actually something that we're valued for. If we don't do that, then we may be viewed as selfish by ourselves or by other women.
Is there anybody that can explain that to my wife?
What would your wife say about this issue?
She would, of course, be the martyr in general, but I was joking in the sense that I don't think I come first ever, but it's kind of funny. We only have 30 seconds left, Dr. Weberman, so how would you like to wrap up?
Oh, it's always so hard to wrap up our interesting conversations. You know, I think of the book, The Giving Tree, and I know that book is supposed to be some sort of beautiful lesson, but every time I read that book, I cringe, because when you self-sacrifice 100% of you, all that is left in the end is a stump. That's what I take from that book, and I don't think that was the author's intention, but it's the same thing for women in life. It's okay to take care of yourself. It doesn't mean dating. It can mean whatever fulfills you, whatever feeds your soul, whatever nourishes your spirit. Give yourself permission to do that for yourself.
Well said. We can find you at theparentingplayground.com. Hopefully you'll be at Dad Chat tonight, and your Twitter handle is?
DR_Weberman.
Okie dokie. We've got to go to a break. Thank you, Dr. Weberman. I'll be back shortly with some closing remarks.
Jonah in the